Hi, everybody. I'm Brittany Lewis with Forbes Breaking News. Joining me now is Trump campaign press secretary Caroline Leavitt and National Federation of Republican Women president Julie Harris. I appreciate you both for joining me today, and I would like to dive right into the conversation. According to a recent Harris X Forbes poll, former President Donald Trump is beating President Biden in a general election matchup. But into a head-to-head matchup, Biden is beating Trump by 4 points with women. So I pose the question to both of you, how is the former president planning to close that gap between now and November?
I'll let Caroline answer for the president, and I'll answer for the Republican women on how we plan to help the president close that gap.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Julie. Yes, more than 100 polls to date show President Trump beating Joe Biden in a head-to-head matchup this November. President Trump is now the official nominee of the Republican Party. And so we're 100% focused on defeating Joe Biden and the Democrats. And that includes our full integration with the Republican National Committee and the new leadership there, working hand in hand with them to outreach to every voter in every corner, every community of this great country. It also includes working hand in hand with outside organizations like the National Federation of Republican Women, who represent more than 60,000 women across this great country. And our message to women and to all voters across this country is very simple. Are you better off 4 years ago, or are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? And I believe, and polling suggests, that the majority of women and Americans, of men, women, and all races, they say that they are not better off today than they were 4 years ago. Under President Trump, we had a booming economy. Now we've been impacted by the worst inflation crisis in a generation. Under President Trump, we had a secure border. And under Joe Biden, we've had a wide open border invasion leading to increased crime and chaos across this country, as we most notably saw recently in the state of Georgia with the horrific murder of Laken Riley. Laken Riley's tragic death at the hands of an illegal immigrant happened because of Joe Biden's border policies, and that's every woman's worst nightmare. And that nightmare has become a reality in Joe Biden's America. President Trump offers a strong economy for working moms and families. He will provide a safe and secure southern border, as he did in his first term, and he'll return America to peace and prosperity instead of the crime and the chaos and division that we've seen take place under Joe Biden's leadership.
Caroline is exactly right, and the National Federation of Republican Women recently brought 150 of our top leaders into our nation's capital to have a meeting, to have legislative day on the Hill, to have our board meeting. These leaders represent 60,000 members across the country. And at this meeting, we did some very significant things. We passed a unity resolution calling for all Republicans across the country to celebrate and unite behind President Trump's victory in the over the primaries. We also passed some resolutions and solidified our priorities, which is going to be border security, the economy, inflation, and parental rights. Caroline's right, we're worse off than we were 4 years ago. Republican women, and not just Republican women, but women across the whole country, and not just women, but all Americans, they want to feel safe. They want security. They want to be able to feed their families, and they want to be able to parent their children without government interference. The Republicans are the solution, and the Republican women will stay on message. This will be what our 60,000 members across the country will carry this message into their communities and into their states, and they will make sure that the American voter knows that the Republicans are the solution.
To both of your points, immigration and the economy are top issues facing voters. Abortion is also a high issue up there. And according to a recent Harris X Forbes poll again, more voters think Trump would handle immigration and the economy better than President Biden, but more voters trust Biden would handle abortion better than Trump. And I want to turn to recent comments from former President Trump surrounding abortion. Over the weekend on Fox News, Trump suggested he would be open to a 16-week abortion ban and exceptions of incest, rape, and life of the mother. Is the 16-week abortion ban something the campaign would formally run on? I'll start with you, Caroline.
Well, let me just clarify, because the president has said he's open to discussions with both sides on this issue to come to an agreeable solution, but he has not fully committed to a number of weeks. What President Trump has done is return this decision of abortion back to the state so that women and voters in the state of New York can make their decisions as they have, just like voters and women in states like Iowa and Alabama can do the same. That was a huge win for the pro-life movement. It was the greatest victory in more than 50 years, and President Trump stands by the decision the Supreme Court's decision to turn this issue back to the states. And we believe that that's a position that most Americans agree with. Polling suggests that. And the true radicals on this issue of abortion are the Democrats. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and the Democrat Party have fully embraced abortion up until the moment of birth. They refuse to say if they support any restrictions or exceptions at all to this issue. And that's just not simply where the majority of Americans stand on this. With that, so President Trump will find a solution that both sides agree with when he is elected back to the White House. However, with that said, this is not a top of mind issue for voters right now. What voters primarily care about is immigration and inflation. All voters, women, Hispanic Americans, African Americans, voters of all socio and economic backgrounds. And that's exactly why President Trump continues to beat Joe Biden in the polls.
Sure, Julie, to Caroline's point, the former president has taken credit for Roe being overturned. So how do you square away his suggestion of a potential 16-week ban? Like I said he was open to that idea with the more pro-life sect of the Republican Party.
Caroline's right. This is an issue that will be decided in the states. The Democrats want this to be the top issue. They want to focus on this. This is not the top issue on the voters' minds. Border, the inflation, the economy, these are the top issues. Women want to not only survive, they want to thrive. We were thriving under a Trump presidency. We're barely surviving under President Joe Biden.
Recent polls in a head-to-head matchup suggest it's close. Our poll has Trump just ahead of President Biden. But a recent Emerson College poll found that Nikki Haley supporters are more likely to vote for President Biden than former President Trump in November. And Biden said this after Nikki Haley dropped out. Quote, Donald Trump made it clear he doesn't want Nikki Haley's supporters. I want to be clear. There is a place for them in my campaign. What's the campaign's message to Nikki Haley voters? How do you get them on board? I'll start with you, Caroline.
Well, the statement you just quoted from Joe Biden is a complete and utter lie. The president and our team has made it very clear that we welcome all Americans to join this movement. We welcome Republicans, of course, independents, and even disillusioned Democrats who have been left behind by Joe Biden's Democrat Party, which has governed as the most far left radical party in American history. Joe Biden and the Democrats support wide open borders with absolutely no restrictions. They support abortion up until the moment of birth with absolutely no restrictions. They support defunding our local law enforcement in communities in Democrat-run cities where we've seen that have a grave impact on the increased number of crime and the increased number of victims of violent crime across this country. Joe Biden and the Democrats support spending billions and billions of dollars on foreign wars with no strategic plan to end those wars in sight. What President Trump and the Team Trump and Republican support is ending the endless wars with a peace through strength foreign policy approach. We support reinvigorating our American economy with less taxes, less regulation, taking the heavy hand of the federal government off of the backs of hardworking Americans. And President Trump supports secure borders, law and order, and he will always stand with our local law enforcement in communities across this country, which makes this country safe and strong. And so we welcome all Americans who want to be part of that movement, the movement of strong borders, a strong economy, and a strong military versus Joe Biden's weakness that we've seen really propel America into chaos in the last 4 years.
Julie, I'll get back to you in a moment about Nikki Haley supporters. But Caroline, to your point of border security, former President Trump said, blame it on me if the bipartisan-backed border bill didn't get passed. It did not. Boots on the ground, Border Patrol agents, the union supporting them, supported that bill. How do you square away the fact that former President Trump wants more border security with essentially no legislation getting passed? Isn't some legislation better than nothing?
Well, let's be very clear. The Democrat Senate border bill was not a border bill. It was an amnesty bill. What it would have done is actually raised the threshold to a higher crisis level, according to Barack Obama and Biden's own standard when they were in office, allowing more illegal immigrants into our country. That bill would not have stopped the illegal invasion we're seeing under Joe Biden's catastrophic open border policies. It would have helped facilitate the transfer of illegal migrants from the southern border into American communities. That bill also gave another $60 billion to Ukraine, an endless war overseas where Joe Biden has not laid out any strategic plan to end that war. President Trump has said that he will negotiate peace between Vladimir Putin and President Zelensky in Ukraine to stop the killing on both sides, bring peace around this world, and to stop the American taxpayer writing blank checks to a war very far away when our own country is being invaded every single day. So that was not a border bill. That was an amnesty bill. That was another slush fund bill for Ukraine. And Joe Biden has the executive authority today, in this very moment, to shut down the southern border. He used that executive authority to open it, and now he's claiming that he doesn't have the authority to shut it down. That is a complete and utter lie. The American public knows that Joe Biden is wholly responsible for this wide open border crisis that has led to more than 10 million illegal people in our country, that has led to chaos and death and murders and rapes in every American community and state. Every state has become a border state, and that's why you see this as the number one issue on voters' minds.
I do pose a question to both of you. Was there ever a time there was control at the southern border? Because in 2019 and 2020 alone, there were 1.3 million encounters at the southern border. Julie, I'll turn to you first.
We saw a much safer border underneath President Trump. What we've seen under President Biden has been 10 million that we know of. That's just what we know of. I can't imagine what the real number is. We're seeing more crime. And as President Trump has said in the rallies, we're seeing crime go down in other countries while it rises here in America. And it's because they're sending their criminals to the United States of America and they're walking right in unchecked on our borders. I would like to go back to the question you posed about Nikki Haley.
Sure,
our
go
membership,
ahead.
Is that okay?
So yes.
Our membership with the 60,000 women, they varied on who they supported in the primary, but they were very clear at this most recent meeting that they are 100% behind President Trump. Everyone who, from Ron DeSantis to Nikki Haley to Tim Scott, they have all come back in and they all pledged their unity, their support and their unity to behind President Trump.
I do know you mentioned something from Trump's rally. I do want to talk about recent remarks. In a rally, he said it was a bloodbath for the country in relation to the auto industry. Caroline, I know that he said this was in relation to the auto industry, and the media spun that bloodbath comment out of control. But head-to-head polls show that, like we said, it is close in the general election. Is this type of inflammatory language unifying and convincing those undecided, those independent voters?
Inflammatory language. First of all, the term bloodbath is used by the mainstream media every single day. The Democrat Party labels half of the country who support President Trump as MAGA extremists, as domestic terrorists, and as insurrectionists, all of which are completely false. The Make America Great Again movement is made up of millions of hardworking, God-fearing American patriots who want to see this country be respected again on the world stage. President Trump used the word in relation to our American auto industry, which is in fact being absolutely decimated right now by Bidenomics, by Joe Biden's use of the federal government, hampering down on regulations, which has led to hardworking American jobs going toward cheap labor overseas. We've also seen China become emboldened. In fact, Bloomberg put out an article today saying that there are sleepless nights in Detroit right now because of the electric vehicle push by China that will be making its way to America's shores very soon. President Trump tells it like it is. He tells the truth. And that's exactly what the American people want. And a strong leader, a fearless leader who calls out the corruption that we see across this country and who stands up for the American people.
Julie, I'll turn to you. Do you have any comment on those specific remarks from the former president?
I think that Caroline is exactly right. The president is plain spoken. That's one reason why we see his polls rising. I mean, it's kind of a double standard with the media and with the left. They can say whatever they want, we're just to take it, but they needle us and they pick apart everything, not only President Trump, but any Republican for that matter says. I think the American people knew exactly what he meant. I think they kept it in context. It's only the media who took it out of context.
I do now want to turn to a potential vice presidential pick. Caroline, I'll start with you. Is there anyone on that short list that you can tell us about? I know the former president, the former vice president, rather, Mike Pence, said he wasn't endorsing President Trump.
I don't have any specific names to add to those that President Trump himself have already floated. I will say that the president has reiterated that the number one quality in a vice president for him is someone who can lead this country to further greatness for another 8 years after he has completed his term for 4 years. And so that's a decision solely for him to make. I'm sure it will be a great one on behalf of the American people when he does make it. And that's where it stands right now.
And Julie, do you have any specific names that you would want when looking for a potential vice presidential pick?
I am going to leave that to President Trump. The Republican women are going to stay focused on getting him elected. And whenever he chooses his nominee, we will also work to get that person elected. It's his choice, not confidence in him.
Before I let you both go, and I really do appreciate the conversation today, a lot of voters feel disenfranchised by a 2020 sequel. The majority of Americans aren't thrilled about this rematch, according to a Harris X Forbes poll. So how do you get Republicans excited to get to the polls come November?
Well, I would say that the Republicans are going to be excited to get to the polls just because of the condition the country's in. They remember what it was like under a Trump presidency. They know what it's like now. That's going to be all it takes to get the excitement on the Republican side.
And I would just add that I reject, wholly reject the premise that voters are not excited about President Trump's candidacy. We've actually never seen more enthusiasm and fire on this Republican side of the aisle. That's why President Trump had historic blowout wins in every state in the primary from Iowa to South Carolina, while Joe Biden is losing his base. He does not have a base anymore. The voters that he has long relied on throughout his very lengthy political career are leaving him because they realize their lives are not better off under his presidency. Also, more than 70% of Americans realize that Joe Biden does not have the mental stamina, the physical or cognitive ability to lead this country for another 4 years. They don't feel that way about President Trump because he's strong, he's fit, and he's ready to lead. And that's why you see so much enthusiasm behind him.
I agree.
To your point about mental acuity, for a Harris X Forbes poll found 67% expressed doubts on Biden's mental fitness and 51% for Trump's. What do you say to that majority that also expressed doubts on former President Trump's mental fitness?
I work with President Trump every single day. As a young person, it's hard to keep up with him. He is constantly working around the clock. It was that way in his White House. It continues to be that way on the campaign trail today. If you look at Joe Biden, sadly for our country, you see a deteriorating man. And it's not so much about age as it is about competency. Joe Biden clearly lacks the mental competency to lead this country. He stumbles and fumbles over his own words. He trips up the stairs of Air Force One. He constantly, sadly, for our country, embarrasses us on the world stage whenever he's meeting with foreign leaders. And that's part of the reason our adversaries around the globe are taking advantage of us. President Trump is fit. He's strong. He's ready to lead. Joe Biden, clearly, to anyone with eyes and a little bit of common sense, is not ready for the job.
Julie, do you have anything to add? I do want to add one thing. As we've seen, because mental acuity, mental fitness has been a big theme in this this election, and former President Trump has made his share of gaffes on the campaign trail. He mixed up Nancy Pelosi and Nikki Haley, amongst other world leaders. What do you make of those gaffes?
Just gaffes. I mean, it's like me calling my children by every name but their name when I'm in a hurry. They're just gaffes. But to Caroline's point, the American people can see. We've seen a real lowering of the standard of what we expect out of the office of the president, the United States president. We feel like if he can stay in one place during a State of the Union, then that's what we call good. That has been a real lowering of the standard. But one thing that I want to be very clear about, while we see a president who struggles with his mental acuity, his administration have all of their mental faculties, and they have a plan. And their plan is to remake America, not rebuild America, but remake America. And they are not using the blueprints of our founding fathers. So while we may see a weak president standing at the podium, it is very much an administration that's in full control, and someone is making the decisions, not sure who that is, but those decisions are not in the best interest of the economy, the border, and our parents and the United States of America.
Caroline Leavitt, Julie Harris, I want to thank you both for the conversation today. You're welcome back anytime.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.